From NPR News, All Things Considered, I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. It was 1 year ago today that the Supreme Court stopped the 37-day battle over vote recounts in Florida and effectively made George W. Bush president. Today, the House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to begin an overhaul of the nation's voting laws. For starters, the bill would replace the punch card voting machines that caused so much trouble in the Sunshine State. NPR's Peter Overby reports from Capitol Hill.
365 days later, Congress is still grappling with the debacle that marked the Florida presidential balloting. Many lawmakers were right in the thick of it. Here's Corinne Brown, a Democratic congresswoman from Florida, last December.
You know, as a member of Congress, I have traveled to other countries monitoring their elections. I've gone to Haiti. I've gone to South Africa. And I got to tell you that if the kinds of things that have gone on in this community that have happened there, we would decertify the country. We wouldn't give them any aid.
So today, Brown and other lawmakers vowed no more elections where the outcome hangs on pregnant chads, where the margin of error exceeds the margin of victory.
We have to make sure that what happened in Florida never happens again. Now, this bill is not a perfect bill. I've been elected for 20 years. I have never seen a perfect bill. But this bill is a perfect beginning.
The bill is officially known as the Help America Vote Act. It would spend millions of dollars for a federal buyout of the notorious punch card voting machines. Other money, almost $3 billion in all, would go to help state and local governments improve the election process. It's been a rare bipartisan effort in the House. The Republican author is House Administration Chairman Bob Ney of Ohio.
We do have the greatest democracy in the world. We want the people to feel comfortable with our election process. This bill does that.
Ney and others said the bill will transform Election Day at America's 200,000 polling places into the civic flourishing it's supposed to be. Voters able to fix mistakes if they mismark their ballots and not be disqualified because of out-of-date registration data. Secret ballots for disabled voters, accurate counting of the vote, including military ballots from overseas, and many more poll workers, young people, to help Americans exercise their most basic right. Opposition to the bill came mainly from Hispanic and African American Democrats. They said Washington needs to be more aggressive in preventing voter intimidation and fraud. They were furious that Republican leaders refused to allow any floor amendments. But other hardline liberals saw a glass half full, not half empty. Georgia Democrat John Lewis fought as a young man to win voting rights for Southern blacks.
I urge all of my colleagues to support this bill. It is the most important voting rights bill since the passage of the Voting Rights Act in 1965, 36 years ago. Vote for this bill.
The House voted narrowly and mainly along party lines against a Democratic motion to rework the bill. But on final passage, the bill breezed through. 362 members supported it. President Bush commended the House. His spokesman, Ari Fleischer, said the bill meets the president's standards for election reform.
That the federal government has a responsibility to provide limited but effective assistance and help to state and local governments in elections. That state, county, local governments remain and must remain the primary method of conducting elections in this country, and their primary role has got to be respected by the federal government.
That question of the federal role could get a more vigorous debate in the Senate, but probably not until after New Year's. Peter Overby, NPR News, the Capitol.